Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Today we're going to talk about arming yourself. Arm yourself. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Again, let's turn our hearts to the Lord in prayer. Brother Greg Long, would you lead us in prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated. All right. Now, I want to begin this morning by letting you in on a secret. This is a three-part message. All right. To get the full benefit of this text that we're going to be studying for the next week, 3 weeks, I need you to be here for the next 3 weeks. Okay? Trust me, you don't want me to preach all three parts today. Amen? Oh, come on now. You don't want all three messages this morning, do you? No. Okay. All right. Very good. So I want to ask you to make a commitment to be here for the next 3 weeks, because so that you may receive the full benefit, not from me, but from the Word of God. Because, you know, spiritual warfare is something that is very real. I know that I could ask how many are fighting spiritual battles today, and probably most all would raise their hand. As a matter of fact, if you wouldn't raise your hand, you're probably just about to fight a spiritual battle, okay? The time is coming. And we're real good about taking up for ourselves in this life. You know, refusing to allow people to run over us, and someone talks bad about us, we're real good about talking to them back and, you know, saying, "You won't treat me that way." But I want you to understand there is a greater battle going on. It is a battle that is spiritual in nature. And most people do not know how to fight a spiritual battle. As a matter of fact, when the spiritual battle comes, they tend to collapse. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says that we're to be sober, to be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I want you to begin today by understanding the importance of knowing how to fight a spiritual battle, because Satan is after you. This is not a wives' tale. It's not a child's story. Satan's looking to destroy you. If you are a student, Satan is looking to destroy your testimony through temptation. He's looking to destroy your faith through professors who may try to strip you of your faith. If you're married, Satan wants to destroy your marriage. If you're a parent, Satan wants to destroy your children. If you are a church member, Satan wants to destroy your church. Everywhere you look, we're under attack. Therefore, we must know how to fight. And we start our fight by realizing where our strength comes from and having the strength to fight. We're told in the text, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. That phrase, be strong, it means to strengthen yourself, make yourself strong, empower yourself. It is a command, and it's something that's vital if you're going to live the Christian life today. And you better do it before the attack comes. Does that make sense? You better strengthen yourself before the attack comes. Otherwise, you'll just be reacting and you'll be knocked back and you'll lose your spiritual ground that you've worked so hard to gain. Wherever you are, the idea of this phrase, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, is that wherever you are, whatever's going on around you, that you are ready to do battle. You're ready to fight whatever fight Satan throws against you. Now you have to understand this, okay? The source of your strength. It says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Are you familiar with the phrase, don't bring a knife to a gunfight? I'm afraid that's the way we Christians often approach spiritual battles. You see, strength is not your own. I don't know how many times I, in my walk with the Lord, have backed up and said, I'm going to do better. You ever do that? I don't like where I am right now. I'm going to do better. I'm going to read my Bible more. I'm going to rededicate my life. I'm going to study harder. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to do this. And we just make the big list. And you know what? If you're like me, in about 2 weeks, it has worn off. And I'm right back where I started. You see, the problem is, you cannot. It's not about your strength. You will not find the power to overcome Satan by some personal commitment, because your spiritual muscle is found in the Lord Jesus Christ and in Him alone. Okay? It's not about how strong you are. It's about how strong your relationship with Jesus is. Okay? There are a lot of self-help books. There are a lot of commitments you can make. There are a lot of rededications you can do. But until you seek your strength in the power of the might of the Lord, you're not going to be successful. Do you get it? You see, I think often people walk down aisles and think they've accomplished something. No. It's not about walking down an aisle. It's not about church membership. It's about what is your relationship with Jesus Christ on a day-by-day basis. That's why the Apostle Paul shared 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 10 with us. You see, the Apostle Paul knew what it was like to do spiritual battle. As a matter of fact, he described himself as having a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan that fought him every day. And he said, I prayed to the Lord. Lord, remove this thorn in the flesh. 3 times he asked that thorn in the flesh be removed. And you remember what God said? In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, the Lord said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Do you see the power that he's talking about? It's not about your strength. As a matter of fact, when you're at your weakest, that's when God is at His strongest. Have you ever been in that position where you just had to back up and God's working around you and you just had to back up and say, well, it's got to be God because you know it can't be me. That's what we're talking about here. God is the source of your strength. It's all about His ability, not your own. So when it says, be strong in the Lord, you've got to understand, it's not about you being a big shot and saying, come on, Satan, I'll do battle with you. It's about you running just as hard and quickly as you can into the arms of Almighty God and cultivating your relationship day by day with Him. That's your strength. That's your power. That's the source of the strength that you're looking for. But you also have to suit up. You got to get ready to fight. And you do that by putting on the whole armor of God. That's what verse 11 says. Put on the whole armor of God. That word whole in the Greek is a very interesting word in that it was a word used to describe the foot soldier's full preparation for battle. Before he goes into battle, you know, he's putting on every piece of armor that he needs so that there's no part of that soldier that's unprotected. And I'm reminded as I read, put on the whole armor of God. Listen, friends, you have to go all the way with Jesus Christ. What am I talking about? I'm talking about God is not a hobby. Okay? Everybody's attention. God is not a hobby. If you're going to have victory over Satan, you're going to have to sell out 100% to God. It's going to have to be a life where it's not just about going to church. You know, many people, their spiritual walk is they show up for church on Sunday and say, okay, preacher, feed us. Okay, music director, let's lead us in song. And then when they leave, they don't have to think about it anymore until they come back next Sunday. That's not the spiritual walk that we're talking about. We're talking about a 100% sold out day by day walk with God. You got to go all the way. James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. We're given insight there. It says, therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. We want to take James 4, 7 and 8 and we want to say, resist the devil. Which means to oppose Satan. And we want to stop there. And it is good advice to oppose Satan, but look at everything else that gets you into that position so you can oppose Satan. Number one, it's submit. Submit yourselves to God. It means to arrange under. It means to be under the authority of God. Not my will, thine be done. Lord, wherever you lead, I'll follow. You want me to be a missionary? Lord, I'll be a missionary. You want me to be a witness on the college campus? I'll be a witness on the college campus. You want me to be a witness at work? Lord, I'll be a witness at work. But Lord, I just want to arrange my life so that I'm where I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Submit to the authority of God on your life, in your life. You know, most of us have the concept of God is there to bail me out. I'm good, God, until I get in trouble. I get something I can't handle. Then it's your job to bail me out. Oh, no, you're missing the point of a relationship. You're missing the whole point. It's about placing yourself absolutely 100% under the direction and authority of God. It's about drawing near to God, running into the arms of God, realizing He is your only hope, He is your only protection. It's about cleansing your hands. You know what it's meant? Cleanse your hands, your sinner. Change your ways. See, a lot of people have the mentality that it doesn't matter. I'm saved, so it doesn't matter what I do. Listen, it does matter what you do. You can't be in harmony with God when you're filled with sin. When it says cleanse your hands, it's talking about cleansing your way, cleansing your life, getting rid of the sin that does so easily beset you. Purify your hearts, change your hearts. And see, here's the real problem. You double-minded. For you see, a lot of people in the world today are torn. That's what double-minded means. It means to be torn between two things. There are a lot of people in the world today who are torn between God and what they think they want. You see, that's how Satan operates. Satan cannot make you do anything. You've heard people say, oh, the devil made me do it. That's a lie. The devil didn't make you do anything, okay? He didn't. But I want to tell you what he does. He's smart. Like over in the book of Genesis, He didn't make Adam and Eve sin. You know what he did? He dangled the bait in front of them. He said, you can be like God. He said, you will not die. And their double-minded heart led them astray. And that's what's happening to people today. Let me ask you a question when I talk about being sold out. Is there ever a question of where you're going on Sunday morning? Do you get up with the knowledge of, I'm going to be in church today? Do you? If not, why not? Well, Brother Doug, I worked so hard all week. Bless your heart. Bless you. Brother Doug, I just need to go out on the lake. I need to spend time out. Oh, bless you. You poor thing. I want to tell you what I'm talking about, being sold out to God. I'm talking about getting up on Sunday morning and there's never a question that you're going to be in the house of the Lord praising your God. I'm talking about having a prayer life so that there's never a question. Every day begins and ends with prayer. I'm talking about having a Bible study life that so that every day you have spent time in communion with the Word of God. You know, so many people want to hear from God. They pray, oh Lord, show me Your will. Lord, show me Your way. And God says, I have. But they never open the book. You see what I'm talking about? Being sold out. Being submitted. That's what we're talking about. If you never come to that point where you're sold out, you'll never be able to stand. Put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the attacks of the devil. That word wiles is an interesting word in that it means scheming. It means that Satan does not play fair. You ever notice that? Satan does not play fair. Now let's be serious right here for just a moment. Let me get your attention. What part of you is uncovered today? I'm talking about the armor of God. We're going to get into the various parts a little later, but where are you vulnerable? Okay? You have a pornography problem? What are you doing about it? Do you have a faithfulness problem? What are you doing about it? Do you have a sin problem? What are you doing about it? I can tell you what most people are doing. Most people are saying, I'm going to do better. And it lasts about a week and they fall back off. And you know the reason is because they never sell out to God. They never go all the way. And so they're never able to stand. First John chapter 2, verse 16. See, here's the problem. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of this world. Do you have those things that you see that just draw you away from God? When He says that you may be able to stand, you know what that word stand means? It's also an interesting word. It means to hold your ground. Now I want to ask you another serious question. How are you doing in your spiritual walk with God today? Are you holding your ground even when Satan attacks? Are you better today than you were 5 years ago? If not, why not? Do you remember, I so often, you know, as a pastor, I get to visit with folks and I'll tell them, you know, I'm the pastor of Victory Baptist Church, and you know, I hear quite often, you know, we used to go to church. What happened? What happened? I'll tell you what happened. Somewhere along the way, they experienced an attack of Satan, and they were not prepared for it. And Satan knocked them down. They were not able to hold their ground. Listen, you've got to be suited up. You have got to be ready for the attacks of Satan. Because ready or not, here it comes. You see, we are in a spiritual battle. Satan is a spiritual enemy. And we've got to have a spiritual mentality. We've got to have a strategy. Our fight is with an unseen enemy. Have you ever seen Satan? I hadn't either. But I've done battle with him repeatedly. He attempts to destroy, he attempts to tempt me, and he never shows his face. That's why he's described in verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. I want you to know today that Satan and his army of demons are real. He is not a fairy tale. He's not this guy with horns and a pitchfork and a pointed tail like you see. No, he's real. And he wants to destroy you.
But I do also want you to know that there is a remedy. There is a remedy. That remedy is the whole armor of God. And I'm not going to preach it because this is next week's message, okay? But we're just going to kind of go run through it for just a moment, okay? Our strategy, since our enemy is a supernatural enemy, our strategy has to be supernatural warfare, and we have to have supernatural weapons. Number one, truth. Truth. It's who you are based on truth. It says, gird your loins with truth. Well, or are you play acting? Okay? Are you real? Is your relationship with God real? If not, you'll never get through the battles that lie ahead. Righteousness. What about your righteousness? Well, I want to tell you, your righteousness are as filthy rags. We're made righteous by the righteousness of Christ. Are you a child of God? Your feet shod with a preparation of the gospel. Are you ready to tell somebody? The shield of faith that you may repel the fiery darts of Satan. These are spiritual weapons. The helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. Are you ready to do battle? You remember how, do you remember how Jesus did battle with Satan? He quoted the Word of God to Satan. Listen, a lot of people don't know what's in the Word of God to quote to Satan. Prayer, watchfulness, and we're going to get into all that next week. But today, I just want you to ask yourself, where are you spiritually? Are you holding your ground? And you may think, yeah, Brother Doug, you're a preacher, blah, 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 blah. I get that a lot too. That's okay. But I want you to understand, God gave us this because He knew the battles that we face. And I don't care if you're a preacher, if you're a college student, if you're an elementary student, or if you're somewhere in between all that, you better get ready to fight because the war's coming. You may already be in that war. I love the way he ends. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. In our language, what he's saying is taking all steps so that you're ready when Satan attacks. Are you ready? Let me ask you a question. Okay, everybody's attention, I'm going to close. Do you ever get tired of losing? Do you ever get tired of losing? Balcony, are you with me? Do y'all get tired of losing? Folks down here, do you get tired of losing? Shake your head, yes or no. Paul gives us a sure-fired avenue to victory. Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. I want to give you homework this week, every day. Read those 10 verses. Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. Every day. Brother Doug, you're giving homework? Yes, I am. And I'm going to ask some of you if you did it, okay? You don't have to lose anymore. You don't have to live in defeat any longer. You don't have to cower down to the attacks of Satan. Because God has given you everything you need to live in victory. It is not about personal strength. It is about the strength of God. And the key is in these verses. Victory starts in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Are you saved? Are you a child of God? If not, listen, one thing I know. It's good to be a child of God. And it's good to know that when this life is over, I'm going to heaven. I'm not going because I'm a preacher. I'm not going because I'm, you know, I've done something really wonderful. And no, I'm going because Jesus Christ died for my sins upon the cross of Calvary, and I've committed my life to Jesus. 100% based on what Jesus has done, not me. Have you committed your life to Christ? Say, Brother Doug, I don't get it. What is this death of Jesus about? That's about the punishment of your sin. You know what? You're a sinner. That means you have transgressed the laws of God. Well, Brother Doug, I'm as good as they are. You're right. You're as good as anybody here. But we're all sinners. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The question is, what have you done about your sin? You see, we're told in the Word of God that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We go to Jesus. We cry out to Jesus for His salvation. You know what He does? He takes our sin, every one of our sins. And the Bible says He casts them as far as east is from the west. And I want to tell you something. If you think you've ever felt good, you hadn't felt anything until the burden of sin had been lifted off your life. Are you a child of God? Number two. Have you followed the Lord in scriptural baptism? You see, that's where people, a lot of people come short. That, well, I'll commit my life to Christ, but I won't go public. You got to go public. How could you not go public with what Jesus has done for you? That's what baptism is about. It's your identification with Christ. Have you done that? If not, this invitation is for you. Maybe you've done all that, but somewhere along the way you've been beaten, discouraged, and disgruntled to the point that, hey, you've lost ground. It's time to get that ground back. It's time to renew your relationship with Christ. It's time to rededicate your life. And I'm not talking about an empty commitment. I'm talking about running into the arms of Jesus, seeking His strength and His power so that you can live for His glory. Whatever your spiritual need is, this invitation is for you. Will you respond to God's leading? Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for Your Word, and we thank You that we don't have to live in defeat and discouragement and despair, that we don't have to cower down to the attacks of Satan. But Lord, You have equipped us. You've given us everything we need to live in victory. And so this morning I pray that we'll take the first step. I pray that those who are lost will come forward seeking salvation in You. I pray that those who need to be baptized will come forward and make their faith public. I pray those who have lost ground will come for rededication. I pray, Lord, that You'll fill the altars with people running to You. Lord, Thy will be done. In Jesus' name.